Genesis chapter 30. Before we start, we all know what this date is. Just want to stop and just remember just a little while. 343 firemen died on this day. 60 police officers, 13 paramedics and EMTs all died on this day, 9/11. 2,977 total Americans. We ain't going to count the 19 terrorists. But we need to make sure we remember, amen. And thank God for those that stand in the line and stand in harm's way and put theirself in harm's way so that you and I can be free. Amen. Genesis chapter 30, when you get there, let's stand. I'm going to read one verse, verse 27. Genesis chapter 30, verse 27. And Laban said unto him, I pray thee, if I have found favor in thine eyes, tarry. For I have learned by experience that the Lord hath blessed me for thy sake. God, we love you, and we come to you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the songs. Thank you, God, for your blessings upon us. Lord, we thank you for those that, Lord, like we said, stand in harm's way. We thank you for all the police officers and firemen and EMTs and those that's out working to keep us safe, God. And God, I pray, God, your blessings upon us right now, God, as we go into this sermon. Lord, help us, Lord, just to preach it in a way that you would be pleased, God. Encourage us tonight, Lord. Whatever's done, we'll praise you, we'll honor you, we'll give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. This is the story of the relationship between Laban and Jacob. Some years before in Genesis chapter 26, Isaac was blessed because of Abraham. Then a few years later in Genesis chapter 39, Potiphar's house was blessed because of Joseph. And we know that everywhere Joseph went, they were blessed because of Joseph. Amen. And Laban says something here. I want you to think about this. It blows my mind sometimes.
Come on,
preacher. About the Bible. I'm just going to be honest, okay? I have no problem believing everything in the Bible.
Yeah, amen. Come on.
Don't you misunderstand what I'm getting ready to say. But it blows my mind how God can do things sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, you got Laban and Jacob. Both of them are liars. Jacob's name means deceiver or deceitful. And God blesses them. When I read about Lot, the Bible, everything that Lot did when Sodom and Gomorrah was falling, I just don't understand how the Bible can tell us in the New Testament that righteous Lot vexed his soul. I guess Lot finally got right with God after all that happened. I just don't understand. I don't understand how somebody can live like that and be blessed by God. But we understand. We know the Bible, and I remember hearing this years ago, favor ain't fair. Amen. I found this little story. A Chicago bank was asked for a letter of recommendation for a young Bostonian who they were considering for employment. The Boston Investment House couldn't say enough about this young man. His father, they wrote, was a Cabot. His mother was a Lowell. Further back was a happy blend of other high-ups in the Boston area families. His recommendation was given without hesitation, and several days later, the Chicago bank sent a note saying the information supplied was altogether inadequate. It read, we are not contemplating using this man for breeding purposes. We want to know how good a worker he is. Amen. Just because somebody says you're good don't mean you're good.
Amen.
And I'm going to understand something. Favoritism, God's favor on people, sometimes it blows our mind. Like I said, when I read about Jacob and I read about Laban and I read about Lot and I read about others in the Bible, we know how Abraham lied. We know how some of them, and God blessed. And let me tell you, go ahead and tell you something. God does not bless sin. God made a covenant. Now, you understand something. The only reason you're sitting here tonight is because God don't bless sin. God blesses covenant. And when Jesus died on that cross, there was a covenant made between him and his Father on your behalf, amen? But now let me get back to my message. That kind of was a sidetrack, amen? So what are some experiences that we have learned? Laban said something right there. He said, I have learned by experience that I have been blessed because of you. There's some things we've learned over the years by experience. Didn't nobody have to teach you this? Amen. Sometimes the best lessons we can learn is those lessons we learn by experience. Amen. Anybody ever had to learn them lessons the hard way? Number one, some of the lessons that we've learned over the years by experience, number one is that sin is deceitful. No, I don't need to look at Laban, and I don't need to look at Lot, and I don't need to look at Jacob to realize sin is deceitful. All I got to do is look in the mirror. Amen. The Bible says we've all sinned. The Bible says there's none righteous, no, not one. So go ahead and get off your high horse because you ain't all that, amen? I have learned over the years. Hey, Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 9 says this, beware that there be not a thought in thy wicked heart. The Bible says in Psalms 10, verse 3, for the wicked boasteth of his heart's desire, and blesseth the covetous whom the Lord abhors. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 18, a heart that deceiveth wicked imagination. We all know this one, Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I know I am deceitful. I know I am sinful. I realize and I understand that. And I've learned that from experience. Like I said, today's been a good day. Every day ain't a good day. Amen. They sometimes, just like I sung that song, they sometimes I fight like a soldier. I'm telling you, I feel like I could take on hell with a water pistol. And there's other times I'd rather have my grandkids pray for me than me pray for myself. Go ahead and say, I'll amen myself. I know y'all don't get that way. Sin is deceitful, and I've learned that by experience, Grant. I didn't need you to tell me. I'm going to be honest with you. Jackie, when I got saved, I didn't realize it was going to be like this. Amen. When I got saved, man, I thought it was going to be, everything was going to be great. I realized that life is life, but I understand. I'm telling you right now, if I had been all I was supposed to be over the years, Brother Mike, there ain't no telling what kind of Christian I could be today. But sin is deceitful. And it will get every last one of us. Amen. We learned that sin is deceitful. We've also learned about the vanity of this world. Amen. Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 14 says, I have seen all the works that are done under the sun, and behold, all is vanity and vexation of spirit. Ecclesiastes chapter 2, I said in my heart, go to now, I will prove thee with mirth, therefore enjoy pleasure, and behold, it is also vanity. Ecclesiastes chapter 2 verse 11, and I looked on all the works that my hands had wrought, and on the labor that I had labored to do, and behold, all was vanity and vexation of spirit, and there was no profit under the sun. Vanity. That word vanity means something that is vain or empty or of no value. Nothing in this life will work. Nothing in this life will satisfy you except Jesus. Amen. I was doing some studying today, and most scholars, most people that have studied the Bible and studied the Old Testament believe that Solomon probably amounted a net worth of about $3 trillion. And Solomon said, that ain't nothing. That won't bring pleasure. The Bible tells us that Solomon had 700 wives and 300 concubines. That ain't going to bring pleasure. If somebody ought to have been happy, it ought to have been Solomon. Anything he wanted, Brother Donald, was right there. All he had to do was snap his fingers, and he could have had anything in this world that he wanted. But he said, I look back on my life, and all that was nothing. All that was emptiness. All that was did not satisfy me. Oh, yeah, there's pleasure in sin for a season. But I'm telling you right now, if you want to be happy, and I've learned from experience, if you want to be happy and you want to have a joy, you better get a hold of Jesus. Amen. And I didn't need you to tell me that. I found out the hard way. I've tried sin. I've tried alcohol. Nothing works but Jesus. Amen. Nothing works but Jesus. Cars get old. I mean, you know, a lot of times if we ain't careful, we get thinking in our mind, boy, if I could just get this one certain car, if I could just get me this one certain pickup truck, I'll be happy. Guess what? After it gets about 10,000 miles on it, you don't care whether you wash it or not. Well, if I could just get this house, I seen this house, and if I could just get this house, I tell you right now, it's got 10 bedrooms and it's got 10 bathrooms. Yeah, and after you get it, you don't even want to clean half of them. I was watching a thing the other day about Shaquille O'Neal. And Shaquille O'Neal, you know, I don't think the man's saved. I think he's got a generous heart. He don't mind helping people. But he was talking, somebody was asking him about his house. And I think he said it was like 70-some thousand square foot. He said it was so big when he bought it. Then he added on a basketball court. He added on a movie theater. He added on this and he added on that. And they said, well, how many rooms do you actually use? He said, one. It's all vanity. Apart from Jesus, hobbies get old. And if hobbies don't get old, guess what? You do. And you can't do the things that you want to do, hey man. So you better be glad you got Jesus to call on. By experience, we know the goodness of God. Mike sang this about the goodness of God. And I'm going to read Psalms 23, and most of us know this by heart, but I want to read it just so I can get to that part. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. That means I shall not be in want. When he's my shepherd, he's supplying all my needs. Amen? He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over him. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I have learned by experience the goodness of God. Amen. I was talking with a preacher friend of mine the other day. Have you ever thought about why it says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life? Because God knew some of us would want to get in a hurry. And if we ain't careful, we'll try to outrun it. But as long as it's behind me and follow me, David, it sees everything I do. Amen. Exodus chapter 33, verse 19 says this. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy unto whom I will show mercy. Psalms 25, verse 7 says this. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor the transgression according to thy mercy. Remember thou me for thy goodness sake. I learned a long time ago that God's been good to me. Amen. And when Mike sings that song, I get to thinking about how God's been good to me. The problem is a lot of times we get used to how the goodness of God. We get used to coming to church. And we get used to knowing how good God's been to us. And we overlook it.
Come on,
preacher. Corrie ten Boom said this. She said, often I've heard people say how good God was. We prayed that it would not rain for our church picnic, and look what lovely weather. We do that. Yes, God is good when he sends good weather, but God was also good when he allowed my sister Betsy to starve to death before my eyes in a German concentration camp. I remember on one occasion I was very discouraged there. Everything around us was dark. There was darkness in my heart. I remember telling Betsy that I thought God had forgotten us. Oh no, Corrie, said Betsy. He's not forgotten us. Remember his word. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his steadfast love toward those who fear him. Corrie concluded this. There is an ocean of God's love available. There is plenty for everyone. May God grant you never to doubt the victorious love when and whatever the circumstances may be. I don't care how bad it gets. I don't care how deep you go in the valley. God's still good.
Amen.
I was talking to a preacher friend of mine the other day, and I gave him that illustration, David, about Emmett Smith, and how Mike said, you know, about that song, and every time Mike sings it, it reminds me about the illustration I've said about Emmett Smith, and how that he's the greatest running back of all time, got more yards than anybody else. But just to let you know, if you hadn't heard this, just to let you know, if you gain 100 yards in a game and they hand you the ball one more time and you lose 2 yards, you only show them for 98. But when you open up the record books, it don't show how many yards he lost. All it shows is how many yards he gained. And I believe that's how God keeps score. Amen? I'm telling you, God's so good to us. God's so good to us, Jackie, that he put 1 John 1:9 in there. When I have great days and I'm on top of the world and I feel like I could fight Satan with one hand tied behind my back, God's good. But when I'm down in the valley and Satan has beat me up one side and down the other, and I've put my hand to things that I shouldn't have put my hand to, and I've thought things that I shouldn't have thought about, and I've done things that I shouldn't have done, hey, all I got to do is call out on 1 John 1:9, glory to God, and the blood covers it all. I'm telling you right now, you ought to shout over that one, because every last one of us has had to use it. The goodness of God. We've also experienced the grace of God in times of suffering. I'll never forget it. And I don't want to bring up nothing bad, but my sister Phyllis passed away. David, I think you might have been at the hospital that night. I'll never forget, I was talking to Marty. I said, Marty, I'm here for you. Words don't mean a whole lot tonight, but I'm here for you. He said, preacher, you're right. He said, but them words in red still mean a lot. That's grace in a time of suffering. Amen. The Bible tells us in Romans 8:28, for all things work to good to them that love the Lord and who are the called according to it. It don't say all things are good, but it says all things work to good. And see, it's hard for us sometimes, you know, when I think about something like this, I think about when I got shot. My mind goes back to that night when I got shot on the highway patrol. A few days later, Jackie, if I could have changed it, I would. But I wouldn't go back and change it now for nothing in this world. Because I see where God had his hand on me, and I see where God took that, and God used it, and God opened doors for me. And I'm telling you right now, the goodness of God is there. The grace of God is there. Even when we have times of suffering, even when we go through hard times. Hey, when I had my kidney operation a few years ago, the goodness and the grace of God was there. I'm telling you right now, I wasn't worried about it. And when I went into that doctor, Juwan was talking to that doctor, I said, you do what you got to do. Let's go ahead and get this done. I'm ready. I'm not worried about it. God's got it under control. Amen. How many times have you gone through situations and let's just be honest, we shouldn't have held it together as good as we did. Amen. And the only thing you can say was God's grace was sufficient. Amen. God's grace was sufficient. I'm telling you, folks, God's been good to us, and God's watched over us, and God's been there for us. I've learned by the experience that God's there, and the suffering and the times and that I had to go through and that you've had to go through, and we depended on him. He never let us down. Never let us down. I think about when Skip went through everything that he went through, sick as he was, and his mom and dad. But God. But God. I read a story, and this is kind of a little funny story, but there was this guy, he was coaching this baseball team. Brother Robert, you're going to like this. And he got everybody together, and they didn't win a game. They didn't win a game. Didn't have any great athletes, you know. It was the last game. And the little guy that was coming up to hit the ball had not got a hit all year long. Not even touch the ball. He stands in, Brother Robert, the score is about tied. He stands in, and the ball comes lobbed in there, and he hit it, made it to first. He's standing on first there cheering, and the best batter they got comes up behind him. Coach thinking, man, we're going to win this one. We're going to win this one. He's standing on first. Ball comes in, the batter swings, bam. Little fella takes off from first base, looks back, and the ball's coming at him. He just stopped and caught it. Well, if y'all know about baseball, he's out. And the runner's out. And the game over with. Instead of the coach chewing him out, the coach praised him. He said, you got a hit and you caught the ball. How many times God had to do that for you? When God could have come down and slammed you and had every right to come down and slam you. Man, you got on and you caught the ball. That's how my God works. And I didn't need you to tell me, because I learned it on my own. God's been good to us, folks. When he should have just wore us out, but he didn't. When he could have had every reason to wear us out, but he didn't. And I've also learned by experience that my Jesus is a mighty Savior. Not only did he die for my sin, praise God, he's seated at the right hand of the Father right now, still making intercession for you and me. Laban was blessed because of Jacob. You and I are blessed because of Jesus. No other reason. Absolutely no other reason. You're not blessed because you're a member of Liberty Free Will Baptist Church. You're not blessed because your grandmama and granddaddy was Christians. You're not blessed because you got plenty of money. You're not blessed because you got a fancy house or a nice car. You're blessed tonight for one reason and one reason only, and his name is Jesus. Amen. And when we all get that through our thick noggin, we'll be a whole lot better off. Bible says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. One reason and one reason only. Only reason today, Chucky, that you've been blessed and that Charlie's still here is him. Skip, the only reason you're here today is that you've been blessed. And the only reason your wife's here today is because you've been blessed.
Amen.
When you didn't deserve it. Glory to God, I serve a mighty Savior. Yeah. He is mighty in his power. He is mighty in his grace. He is mighty in his mercy. He is mighty in his love towards us. He is mighty in his love towards us. He loves you more than he loved life itself, and he gave his life for you. I've learned that by experience. Amen. God's been good to us. If you would bow your heads with us.